Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Takes the handoff, rolling to his left is Fields. Has time, pressure coming from Epinesa. Now going to tuck it and run, and he's decked from behind. Ball is out, and the Bills have the football for the second straight week. Joey Bosa forces a fumble, and this time the Bills are all over it. Fields back to pass, and he's sacked. Joey Bosa forces another fumble. The Jets hop on the football, but Joey Bosa has made his presence felt today. Back-to-back plays, getting hits on Fields, and his second forced fumble of the game. Back to pass on second and 15. Nowhere to go. Pressure coming, and Sanders misses him on the wrap-up, but the follow drags him down. Zion Logue, welcome up from the practice squad. He's got the sack.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. On just three of the many terrific plays by the Buffalo Bills defense yesterday in a 30-10 victory over the New York Jets. Welcome in. It is a Monday reaction, Victory Monday Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. What's going on, everybody? We're on the YouTube stream on Mondays. That's right. So if you tuned off because YouTube, we do that on the morning show. We do it in the afternoon show. You're like, yeah, 10 to 12, no YouTube. Monday. We are here every Monday on the YouTube stream, so check us out, WGR 550 on YouTube. Sal Capaccio here, and you can get in the bullpen. You can chat along there, high bullpen, and you can call. And that's what we do here on a Monday Victory Monday Extra Point Show. Call up at 803-0550. That is the number here, as always, to take your phone calls. And what we do every Monday is take your calls, your comments, your questions on the Buffalo Bills game. So no interviews, no guests, just you and me, as always. That's what we always do on a Monday, and we're going to keep it rolling today because why not, right? The Bills with a big victory over the New York Jets. I've been asked several times since last night. Got home pretty quick last night, flying the team charter. You get back, and it was even before Sunday Night Football kicked off. So Matt Bove and I did a Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check that out. You can see it over at the South Sports YouTube page and, of course, download it. But the point is, Matt and I were talking, and he asked me, and people in the chat box asked me. I got here this morning. People asked me, what was yesterday like? And it's just kind of interesting to put into words because it's never boring. It's great, to be on an NFL sideline. But it was, to me, like just a business-like, workman-like type of win. And if you want to say, well, that can be a bit boring compared to what you had last week against the Ravens, that's fine with me, and the Bills will take boring. If you win 30-10 every week and you're up 27 points until the fourth quarter, right? I mean, 30-10, complete domination, by the way, for the Bills in this one along the way. Now, the offensive numbers weren't spectacular, but they were really good, especially on the ground. And I guess I say that because Josh Allen's numbers weren't spectacular. But actually, now that I think about it and look at it, let me grab the official game book here with the numbers. I mean, the Bills did run for 224 yards. So, yeah, they were really good. And, of course, but they did have two 40-plus yard touchdown runs, which help out. But overall, Bills' overall offense here, 403 yards to the Jets' 154. I mean, that was complete domination. And it really started, though, even though I just brought up the offense, it really started with the defense. Because the defense had to atone for last week. They could not let what happened last week happen again. And you knew going in, the talk all week was the Jets are going to try to run the ball. The Jets are going to hand to Breece Hall. The Jets are going to use Justin Fields. They're going to use the same schemes the Bills, the Ravens did against the Bills last week. And the Jets couldn't do that. The Bills were ready for it. Now, no one's going to mistake Justin Fields with Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry for Breece Hall. They're both good. They're all good in their own right. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly like what was said inside the walls of One Bills Drive, but we know this. Sean McDermott told us in the media last week, this week needs to be hard, because he told his team that. This week needs to be hard. And they went full padded practice on Wednesday. And then Ed Oliver gets hurt, stepped on. And then Taron Johnson's out, and you're like, whew. This could be a real day for the run defense again. Yeah, it was a day all right. It was a day the other way. It was a day that the run defense really stepped up. And honestly, like until the fourth quarter, you know what? I'm going to look right now. Let me see. The Jets had a total of 100 yards rushing. In the fourth quarter, they had, 30. Okay, 30 in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, 37. Looks like 37 yards, if I'm looking at this column correctly. 30. 30 yards in the fourth. It was 37 passing. 30 yards rushing in the fourth quarter alone for the Jets. So going into the fourth quarter, the Bills held the Jets to 70 yards rushing for the game. What a turnaround from last week when they allowed 235. They held Breece Hall to 2.9 yards a carry after he was really explosive and good last week against the Steelers. The Bills were just dominant in this game, really, on defense. And you had to see it. And you needed to see it. And I hope it gives people more confidence, but we'll see. We're going to turn to the phone lines and hear from you at 803-0550. What did you think of the performance? Are you feeling better about it? Are you more confident? You could also say, it's the Jets. Well, that's true. The Jets haven't been much, right? I'll also remind everybody, the Jets played a Pittsburgh Steelers defense last week, scored 32 points, ran the ball really well, and they are an NFL football team. You can only play the teams on your schedule. I don't care who you play. They had to be better. They had to fix what happened last week against the Ravens, and they certainly did that for one game at least. So we'll take your phone calls on it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. And, of course, that means on a Monday, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show as well, presented by Catholic Health on a Buffalo Football Monday, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We will take a lot of your phone calls today as we go along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. It is a Victory Monday, and Jimmy in Buffalo starts us off first. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Monday. Victory Monday. I thought we played great. Our defense looked dominant without Ed Oliver in. I'm glad we picked up Joey Bosa, and I'm glad we paid James Cook as well on offense. But my question to you guys is, who do you think will be the dominant wide receiver one halfway through the year?
I don't know if you have to have a dominant wide receiver one. I think the Bills would say nobody. I don't know. How do you define that, Jimmy? I guess is the question, right? Are you talking about guy who just has the most targets, has the most yards? Because I don't think the Bills – yesterday was exactly what the Bills wanted, which is everybody eats, basically, right? Which is, hey, we don't have one guy. We have a bunch of guys, and we'll just throw to all of them. And so I don't think – if anybody's looking for that, I just think you'll be searching all year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I thought before the season, I thought it might have been Shakir would be our dominant guy, but he only got, what, one or two receptions?
That's right, and that's exactly what the Bills don't care. As long as everybody can contribute and win, that is exactly what their philosophy is. Look, if you want to, this isn't like condescending to Jimmy in any way, and he's asking a valid question, but I'm just going to say this in a general sense for everybody, all right? Stop looking at the Bills like a fantasy football team. It's not what they're playing. Okay, and I don't mean to parrot and say like when Brandon Bean came on here and Jeremy and Joe, that's not the point I'm making, okay? The point I'm making is the Bills have a whole bunch of receivers that they are confident in throwing to, and that includes their tight ends and running backs. Their tight ends yesterday, Dalton Kincaid 4 for 37, Dawson Knox 2 for 19, Jackson Hawes 1 for 5, 7 catches, okay? Josh Palmer led in yards but only had 2 catches along the way. Keon Coleman, 3 catches. Multiple catches by Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Dawson Knox. Then a catch each by Elijah Moore, who also ran the ball, by the way. Khalil Shakir, Jackson Hawes, and James Cook. They also threw the ball twice to Tyrell Shavers and once to Ty Johnson. You can't look at this team and think you got to have a dominant number one. Yeah, that'd be great. If suddenly we're sitting there halfway through the year and Keon Coleman has 500 yards receiving, great. But that's not how they don't care about that. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, and you're bang on about that. I mean, like, you know, we got a baseball team up here in Toronto that's doing the same thing. It's
why you got to bring that up to me? Why you got to bring that up to me today? Come on now. No, you're right. They're impressive. They are very impressive, and they get contributions from everybody. You're right, Billy.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. I mean, you know, I think we're putting too much emphasis, Baltimore ran all over us. Baltimore is going to run all over everybody. I don't think you can count that game. And I know, Sal, I'm looking too far in the future, but it looks like to me that game last week was the most important game. I think it's going to be between us and Baltimore. I've said for a long time, I think Kansas City's run is over. And, you know, I just love the way the defense played yesterday. The offense wasn't that great, but we ran the ball on them. I mean, the Jets do have a good defense. That's about all they got. And I just thought it was a great win. I'm just worried, really worried, Sal. And I know it won't happen, but I mean, I'm going to nitpick here. But I'm worried about us getting complacent. I mean, there is nobody in our division to challenge us. And, you know, it's just a matter of staying focused and getting through the season healthy.
Let me ask you a question, though, Billy. Let me ask you a question, okay? Where would that worry come from based on the last 5 years? They've had control of this division. When have they ever been complacent in that time period? In fact, they've always played their best football at the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I think this year is even worse. I just think the teams in this division are
But you have nothing to base that on based on how they perform. The one thing I've always said about Sean McDermott teams is, and it's true, they're just consistent. I just think it's just something you make up in your mind, Billy. It's not nothing you've ever seen them actually have and do, even though they've had times like that where they could be before.
Yeah, no doubt, Sal. I just worry about that one bad game that we
have
against the Niners.
Yep, and that has happened for sure. Yeah, that has happened.
All I want, Sal, is I want that home and field advantage, and I want snow in the playoffs. If there's anything that can shut down Baltimore's running game, is bad weather. That's what we want against them. Make Lamar throw the football. I can only see it, Baltimore and us, to go to the Super Bowl. That's
you know what else could stop the Ravens' rushing attack? Apparently the Cleveland Browns, because the Ravens did not run the ball well yesterday. They had Derrick Henry at 11 carries for 23 yards. How did the Browns shut down the Ravens' running game? Wow. 11 carries for 23 yards. The Ravens yesterday ran for 45 yards, folks. I mean, that's just what a juxtaposition from last week. And they still scored 41 because Lamar threw for 4 touchdowns. I mean, Billy's calling up saying, make Lamar a passer. Dude is a great passer still, though. I get it. Like, I understand the point. But, man, here's the Bills and Ravens who... The Bills score 30 without Josh Allen contributing a single point, meaning no touchdown passes or runs. Here's the Ravens scoring 41 without Derrick Henry contributing a single point. Wild, right? That shows you how good both are. JD in Hamburg. What's up, JD?
Hey, good morning, Sal. I want to say something about the snap count yesterday, and then I want to follow up with something about James Cook. But first off, I'm such a geek that after the game, I went and looked at every single play. And up until the point it was 30-3, the Bills were Allen was under center, or Trubisky was under center 35 times and in the shotgun 28 times. Now, I think that's pretty significant in terms of a change. Now, I know it's a blowout. Maybe you want to run more. I don't know. But I thought that was really interesting that they were putting him under center much more. What did you think of that? And then I want to follow up about that.
I would have to look. It's a great observation by you. I'd have to go and look at compared to other games and game script, right? I mean, because early on he was in the shotgun. The game starts to get, you know, in the Bills' favor. It's slanted. They put him under center a little bit more. I've always felt that Josh Allen is excellent under center with play action, and because you can really hold, because the Bills can run the ball well. Let's go back to last year now. Also, JD, do you remember last year in New York, the Bills went there, there's no James Cook, and they just ran the ball down the Jets' throat. And yeah, I think they had a bit of that mentality here as well. And they still ran the ball very well, a couple big runs there. But I'd have to go and kind of look at how, let's see where it goes from here, right? I mean, it could be it's just one game, but I've always liked the Bills and having Josh Allen under center.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, I'll finish with this, then I'll hang up. I notice also that James Cook's percentage of the carries by running backs is going up in the first two games. Obviously, he got the big money deal. But I really want to see Cook carry the ball a lot more, and I'm glad they're doing this. The other thing, and I'll hang up and listen, is I'm a big believer that when John Elway did not win a Super Bowl until Terrell Davis came along, Dan Marino never won one because they never had a running game. And I believe firmly that the Bills will win a Super Bowl when James Cook is given the ball a lot and is as impactful or almost as impactful as Josh Allen. I think when they run the ball really effectively and Allen doesn't have to throw that much, the Buffalo Bills will absolutely win a title. Have a great day.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, they can certainly run the ball. They did yesterday for sure. Over 200 yards rushing for the Buffalo Bills. James Cook himself, 132 yards rushing, 6.3 yards a carry, and 2 scores. Excuse me. Let's go to Dave in Buffalo. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Great.
I wanted to say that I think Sean McDermott has been under way too much pressure. I think it was crazy that people were saying he was on the hot seat. I think he's proven his defense came through in the big game. His clock management was great in the big game. They pulled that one out against probably the next best team in the league from what I looked at so far. And then they just devastate. They dominated. This was a preseason game, and that was because of his coaching and how the players played. And I just want to say real quick, I want to congratulate you on winning the Sports Professional and the Best Use of Social Media at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association last week. And I also want to recognize your two producers there, Joe Calley, who was nominated for the Rising Star Award and won the Rising Star Media Award last year, and Dan Dale. Who-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Who won the Rising Star Media Award this year. So you guys are just like the Bills. You got it all going on. So
yeah.
I'll hang up and I'll wait for your comment.
You got it, Dan. You got it, Dave. And Dan is here today as well. Joe is producing today. Joe Calley producing the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. And thank you very much. Very special honor to be awarded the basically the Sportscaster of the Year, the Sports Professional of the Year. And truly, amazing night. And I really appreciate that. Now, I have to be honest with you, Dave. I don't know who was actually saying Sean McDermott was on the hot seat other than, I mean, I don't know. I mean, nobody credible. There's fans that call up and say he should be. There's fans that call up and say they should have made a change by now. No one that I know that's credible has ever said Sean McDermott's actually on the hot seat. I've always maintained the same position. I can't believe right now that the owner of this team would want to make a change, but certainly anything could happen depending on how the year finishes out. So I don't see that. I also agree with you that he coached a really, really good end of half and end of game last week against the Ravens. And, of course, to come right back and fix the problems that ailed them last week, that's a sign of a good coaching staff. It's not just Sean McDermott. It's a staff to be able to pick those pieces up, get back to where they were with guys filling in, Zion Logue from the practice squad, Cam Lewis at nickel corner, right? I mean, you have to give credit to the coaching staff for sure. So for all the people out there who constantly want to say coaching, coaching, coaching when something doesn't go wrong, you should also recognize when things go right. And last week, they got run on badly. When they got back into the lab, they made adjustments, and they came out, and they did what good coaching staffs are supposed to do, which is fix those problems and contribute to a big win. John is up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. Good morning, sir. How
morning.
You doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, Sal, really quick, what I was talking about was I think the Bills played a great game overall, and I think that ultimately that we're doing better than we've done in a long time, just correcting the mistakes. But, you know, that the caller was talking about Sean McDermott and why fans always say, like, we need to get rid of him. One of the things that's been irking me since yesterday was calling timeout right before the half and allowing them to keep all their timeouts and then get the ball back with the timeouts that they had. Well, what should have happened? They should have let them call timeout. Instead, we call timeout, which I still have no idea. I'm trying to get your insight on why.
Let me go back and look at it. It sounds like a very, very, very nitpicky thing that you're just looking for.
No. It's out. Listen, like I said,
I have to go back and look. Wait. The end of the first half. Let me look at it. Hold on. Let me look at it. Okay. So second quarter, right? Let's go to the end of the first half. Bills. Hold on one second. Hold on. I got it in front of me, John. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. All right. The Jets. Are you talking about when the Jets had the ball or the Bills? So I can find it.
So no, the Bills had the ball. We were trying to run. We should have run the clock all the way down before the half, because if we don't go there and we don't get down the field, then we're leaving them with a lot of time to get the ball back and run back down the field with their timeouts. But instead, we call timeout instead of them calling timeout. We left them with like an extra timeout plus extra time on the right before the half for them to get the ball back.
There was one timeout called by the Bills in that situation with the ball.
Yes, and it was right before they went three and out.
I got 2 minute warning. Bills 3rd and 9, shotgun. Kincaid catches it. They're at the Jets 44. Allen then was sacked for negative yards. Then Allen threw to Coleman for 7 yards, and they called a timeout right before third down.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know why they called timeout. It could have been because maybe there was something going on with, you know, getting set in the, you know, maybe Josh. Sorry, I don't remember. Now I'm trying to remember the exact sequence. I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal to me. I think they were trying to, I don't know, they were just trying to get set again with 1:03 left in the half. They called it, I don't know. Okay. I guess. Okay, fine. If that's your complaint, then if that's your only complaint about yesterday, I think that means they coached a really good game.
No. And so, like I said, I just wanted to say, like, if why people constantly say the things they do, which is, I'm not saying that I agree. I'm just saying that why they do that is because we have a tendency, Sean McDermott, to do things that sometimes is a little head scratching,
But, I mean, if that's the only complaint that we're going to have on a Monday, I mean, okay, that's a pretty damn good day, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why exactly they called timeout. I have to look at it. There's a lot of reasons why a team could call timeout.
I will tell you, though, Sal, it was definitely head-scratching because...
Okay.
They
could also... How about this? You know, I'll tell you a point Eric Wood brought up. He brought up the fact that, you know, what if maybe this is before they got the ball, before the timeout. He said maybe the Bills want to score twice.
No. And Sal, here's the thing, though. It was third down. And if they don't get that third down, we're leaving them with a lot of time another timeout, which is why I was like, what are they calling timeout for?
Maybe they wanted the right third down play. Maybe they wanted the right third down play, and they actually did. They got it, and they converted.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, Sal. They didn't get it. And then also now the Jets have another timeout to get down the field, you know?
So All right, John. I got it. Okay. I got it. I think it's just such a frivolous thing to complain about right now, to be quite honest with you. But okay. If that's what people want to complain about because of a timeout at the end of the half when you're up by two scores with a minute left, one timeout you use, you burn, go right ahead. I just think it's frivolous. Let's go to Will and Clarence. Hi, Will.
Hey, Sal, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Great game. I just love where we're at. I was watching Joe Ferguson and Joe Cribbs. So I love Bosa. My complaint is, and it drives me nuts. Why are we running Josh Allen, the best player in the NFL, at like a fullback up the middle? I love McDermott. I love what we have to. Don't get me wrong. Why are they running this guy on an ISO up the middle when we're up 10 or 13 to nothing? And we know you saw from the beginning we had this game in hand. You saw from the beginning, hey, we're looking really good. We're controlling the line. Why are we running this guy like a fullback?
Well, are you talking about the play he got hurt?
Yeah.
He said after the game that was his choice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an option there. He should have handed it off. He said after the game, I should have given the ball, but I didn't, so he took it up. It's an option play. And the reason why you run that play is because it works, and you have Josh Allen. It's the same thing Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields or other running quarterbacks. But Josh Allen has an option there. He can either hand it to the running back, depending on what he sees, or he can pull it, and he can get yards. And nobody wants to see Josh Allen taking shots, there's no doubt. But he made the decision there to take the ball.
Yeah, and that's my point is that shouldn't happen anymore. That should happen a lot less.
Okay, well then if you want to do that, then you're effectively taking away something that makes the Bills offense very, very good.
I hear you, and when they need to do it, I get it. I get it when they need to do it. And I get that, but I'm just saying it's you're rolling the dice, I feel, every time. That's just
but again, he's rolling the dice himself too. And if you want, listen, the only answer here, Will, is take it completely out of the playbook. Okay, that's fine. Then you're really taking away something that makes the Bills' offense great. Correct?
Because
otherwise, you got to give Josh Allen the option of what he's going to do there. That's the whole point of the play.
I get that, but my point is.
No, your point is you want to blame the coaches for calling a play where Josh Allen runs the ball. And I'm telling you, the play is not Josh Allen necessarily runs the ball. It's get the option, and if there's an opening, you take it. If not, you hand it. And he said after the game on that particular play that he should have handed it.
Yeah.
So, gotcha. All right. Yeah, well, I hope that helps. 803-0550 is the number to call. Hey, this is what we do on a Monday. Bills went 30-10, and we still got people who want to call up and complain about one timeout used at the end of the half, or Josh Allen not handing the ball off and taking it himself. And yes, he did get hurt on the play, but of course he's okay. He had his nose busted up a little bit. We'll get to your injury report after this timeout and more of your phone calls at 803-0550.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.